2 Echo Zero, Bravo Fox Tango from KJK Sugar Echo, good afternoon, Merry Christmas, Echo November 91.
Again,
please
your call.
KA Yankee Sugar Echo, KYSE, Merry Christmas, over.
Okay,
KA
Yankee Sugar Echo, Merry Christmas, over. A very good afternoon, a very good morning to you then, John. Yeah, 5 and 8, Julius Oscar 02, Uniform Lima. And a Merry Christmas to you and the family, your side
QSL, sounds good. You and I are the only ones on the bird so far. I didn't hear anybody else from Europe, so, yeah, nobody from this side either. So, Merry Christmas and have a great holiday season, and we'll catch you probably next week at 2E0 BFT, Yankee Sugar Echo 73. Kilo 8 Yankee, Sierra Echo, calling CQ Europe, CQ Europe, CQ Europe. CQ Europe, CQ Europe, from Kilo 8 Yankee, Sierra Echo, Kilo 8 Yankee, Sierra Echo, CQ Europe. CQ Europe, CQ Europe, CQ Europe, from Kilo 8 Yankee, Sugar Echo. Kilo 8 Yankee, Sierra Echo, CQ Europe. CQ Europe, CQ Europe, from Kilo 8 Yankee, Sugar Echo, Kilo 8 Yankee, Sierra Echo, CQ Europe. CQ Europe, CQ Europe, from Kilo 8 Yankee, Sierra Echo, Kilo 8 Yankee, Sugar Echo, CQ Europe.
Mike Yankee,
WB8IMY. WB8IMY from K Yankee Sugar Echo, good morning.
Good morning, I didn't get the call sign. This is Whiskey Bravo 8 India, Mike Yankee in Central Connecticut.
Okay, very good. The call sign is Kilo 8 Yankee Sierra Echo, K8YSE, and we're in Ohio near Cleveland. And Echo November 91 is the grid square. Name is John. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, John. Name is Steve, and I'm in Fox Nancy 31. Normally would be at work today, but taking the holidays off, and
thought I'd give the satellite a try.
I don't think I've ever heard you on the birds before. You must not be very active.
I tend to get on from work. I work at the American Radio Relay League up in Newington, and then I'm using W1AW call sign.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, we usually hear W8SME with using the W1AW when he's with the teachers and so forth. So, well, very good. Nice to work you today, and hope you guys have a nice Christmas up there, and maybe you'll get a little bit of snow. Maybe it'll be white Christmas for you.
I certainly hope so. By the way, I hope you're copying me okay. I'm not running directional antennas.
I just have 2 8-beaters out the backyard here. Just kind of a temporary lash-up, but you sound fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this satellite is dynamite here. We're just running 5 watts, and but I do have KLM antennas. But I see the satellite is, you know, not very far from you and pretty high elevation. So those 8 meters work pretty good when the satellite gets up above 25 or 30 degrees there. So you've got a good high elevated pass coming right at you there, so you're going to be in good shape here for quite a while, Steve. So, what do you do for the league, by the way?
John, I'm the
editor of QSC Magazine and also the publications manager for the organization. Yeah, I'm moving, probably about 100 watts, I'm assuming you're uplink, trying to compensate for my lack of directional. But, yeah, this is a wonderful satellite.
Yeah, it's really good. On FM, though, it's a big problem because of the frequency and all of the packet activity on 145.825. It's just not working out. Because the satellite has a packet detector in it. When it hears packet, then it switches to the BBS mode and mutes the voice. So that's a real problem because there's so much packet activity that's unattended, you know, beacons, beaconing up to the, hopefully the ISS, and it really rips up the repeater. But on the linear mode, which they have, you know, every other week, it really works good. And of course, we get a little window into Europe there. We only had one European on this last pass that I heard, at 2E0 BFT, but normally it's on for the earlier pass, and that one covers Europe a little better. Usually we get quite a few Europeans on there as well. Steve, go ahead.
Copy me, okay. The satellite's a little up and down. Worried about the new pass point right now, I believe. I'm just adjusting the downlink frequency and leaving my uplink where it is. Just running a TS-2000 here.
Yeah, we're running the TS-2000 also with PC-32, so we'll throw full Doppler control here. Well, very good. Yeah, I knew your call was familiar, and that's why. Editor of QST, that's a pretty big responsibility there for the week, since that's your mouthpiece to the world. So I went on a Grindy expedition around Lake Superior here in August, and in the process of writing up an article, which I'll be sending to you guys to see if you'd like to publish it. It's a pretty interesting de-expedition, or grid expedition, actually, for satellites, and we worked over 2,000 contacts from 35 different grids, and we worked about 318 unique call signs during the trip there. Traveled 5,000 miles, and it was a beautiful trip, and of course, we had the TS-2000 with us, and full rotor control, and we had all the comforts of home there right in the truck. So anyway, it was kind of a unique setup there. I don't know anybody that's done that kind of thing before on a satellite, so I thought it might be an interesting article there. WB8IMY, KYSE.
Yes, sir, that would be interesting. By all means, send it in. We'd be happy to have a look at it. Your signal has been solid, by the way, into the satellite. You're doing very, very well this morning. I can't say the same thing for myself, though, probably.
Oh, no, you're solid in there. Of course, you ran 100 watts with the head beaters where that satellite is right now, and you have no problem. We're at 34-degree elevation here. You know, when a satellite's 1,200 kilometers high, you get quite a good footprint, Greg.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing that here on my display, just watching it, and it's pretty amazing. I have the antennas in my back patio, and they're not far at all from an aluminum-sided house. So, the satellite is, by the way, passing to the east of me, on the other side of the house, if you will, so I'm kind of astonished to get into it at all.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely doing great there, and I see it's opposite Georgia now, out in the Atlantic, so you got a good shot over the water there to the south of you, so you should be doing good with the egg beaters for a while yet. you got to be at least 35, 40 degrees elevation right now. I missed that. Go ahead.
Copy. Right at the very end there, you faded out. It's possible that the bird is going below some terrain here on my end, or getting close to doing so. Do you still copy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just had to find you there because you you moved a little bit, and I had to find you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's starting to get a little marginal for me. Maybe the aluminum-sided house is finally starting to get to me.
Okay, well, very good. Well, I won't hold it with you. Steve, it's been great talking with you, and congratulations on the effort that you make for QST there. It's a wonderful magazine, and we look forward to getting it every month there. WB8IMY, KYFE.
Well, thank you, John. Appreciate it, and have a good holiday, and a good new year, for that matter. Talk to you later, 73.
Good luck, Dave.
WB8IMY.
73, Steve, a Merry Christmas.